Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Warriors with a huge opportunity to bounce back tonight at home in Game 2. It is Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, also on Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, the future Hall of Famer, Vince Carter, ESPN NBA analyst, and of course of the VC Show podcast. He joins us right now. You can follow him on Twitter, at Mr. Vince Carter 15. It's good to talk to a future Hall of Famer, an honor. Appreciate a few minutes, Vince. Let's get right into it. First of all, just when you look at Jason Tatum through the first two games of the Boston Sixers series, are you at all concerned by a lackluster performance really after the first quarter of Game 1?
It is concerning because, I mean, he's an important part of what the Boston Celtics do, you know, both ends of the floor, but particularly on the offensive end. I mean, he finished fourth in the MVP. He's a guy that I felt that at the beginning of the season could walk away with the MVP trophy because he's a man on he seemed to me like he's a man on a mission. And yes, he, in the playoffs he's had some good days and he's had some, you know, he's struggled in this playoffs. But yeah, the Boston Celtics right now are, Chris, are a well-oiled machine. And the beauty of this team is that if one of their superstars is not having a great night, the other one can hold the fort down, or their bench can hold it down. Malcolm Brogdon has been fantastic all year, and you know, they play a brand of basketball where it's understood who's the go-to guys, but they have other guys who, because they're so unselfish, the other guys who can step up and fill the void when needed.
All things considered, Vince, was playing Joel Embiid last night a good idea, or should they have rested him for the rest of the week to get to the weekend?
I don't understand. I just, forgive me here, I don't understand this one as a player, because when you talk about the playoffs and you talk about making availability and getting back, he sits out. Some people say if they don't win, it's like, oh, man, if it's Joel Embiid here, well, how come he didn't play? He's just that. But my thing is, okay, you sit him out another game, and what we witnessed, he was out 2 weeks, and if he's out three more days if he didn't play. So he's still going to be rusty. Game 3 will be his first game back outside of the adrenaline and everything going on in the building of Game 3 once he receives his award. That's a hard thing to deal with. And the beauty of it is when you're playing in the playoffs, he's an MVP, he's a dominant player, he makes a difference on the court, whether he's 100%, 80%, or 50%, because you have to account for him. And I think this Game 2 was an opportunity for him to get himself back into kind of get it game shape, get his legs back under him, and knock some of the rust off. When you miss two games, Chris, in the NBA game, and you come back, or for that matter, 2 or 3 days, you feel like, man, what happened? I'm out of breath. My wind. You know, I feel like I'm out of shape. So getting him back on the floor, getting back up and down the court, you know, that's needed. So now that is all out the window come Game 3. He's already gotten the rust for the most part out of the way, and he can just go play basketball. So I thought it was a great move.
Okay,
particularly if he's healthy and available.
And I agree on that. The one thing I think people have kind of brought up, and I think it's a fair thing to bring up, but it's a different scenario. We look at what happened with Miami and Game 1. Miami wins Game 1. Butler gets hurt. And at that point, the thought is, hey, sit Jimmy the rest of the week. We'll see you over the weekend. See, I understand that more because of the fact that we're not talking about a two-week period.
Okay. Yes, correct. And that's what I was going to say. The gap is different. And I still think he'll be gassed and it'll be winded. But, yes, like, I mean, you're talking about a big man who you're asking a lot of. Same thing with Jimmy Butler. I don't think Jimmy Butler could actually play in game two, I think he would have. That's the thing. I don't think, it's just everybody's coming into the playoffs injured. Or beat up a little bit, not injured, hurt a little bit, just and beat up. And you just got to find a way to get yourself ready and play. That's just kind of the reality of it. And those guys are needed. You see, it's hard to say, but you see no Jimmy Butler, they had a void offensively. Now, on the flip side, no Embiid and James Harden was spectacular. And I still think, the biggest thing, more than anything, is Joel Embiid and Harden finding a way to coexist with those styles of play. Yes, you have to get Joel Embiid the basketball. You have to play through him. But kind of like what LeBron is now doing with Anthony Davis. If Joel's not going, hence game two, now it's time for Harden to step up and go ahead and be aggressive and get downhill and play like he played in game one. But we've seen, since he's been in Philly, he's taken a step back, a lesser role as far as the go-to guy, but he has that in him, which he showed in game one.
Vince Carter, ESPN NBA analyst, the VC Show podcast, joining us, just giving us great stuff right here. With that in mind, Vince, as you're talking about Harden, how do you evaluate the player that he is? And yeah, he needed to do it in game one, but there was such a disparity between who we saw in game one and who we saw in game two.
So my thing was, it was like, oh, it was great to see James Harden. We use the terminology, turn back the clock a little bit or whatever. Just pull off that game, pull that Houston Harden off the shelf. I think it's always been there. He just, like I said, he's taken a lesser role. My thing was, I want to see him sustain it for the series more so than one shining moment. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, yes, it's great for the one game, but the knock wasn't that he didn't show up in zero big games. It was a series when it was really on the line. And yes, game one, I guess, is game one. It's not a closeout series, so let's see if we can get James Harden. That type of James Harden now, three is important to me. I think this is important for them, and in a closeout situation. So that's what the knock has been on him. Not that he can't do it. It's just the big games that are hugely important to their team is when he's kind of falling short or shot away.
Vince Carter with us, ESPN NBA analyst, the future Hall of Famer. Let's turn to game two tonight, Warriors and the Lakers. The Lakers, a lot has been talked about with LeBron and AD in terms of the minutes that they are playing. Is this something that's going to catch up with them, or is it really overblown?
Chris, it's a little bit of both. I think it's something that could possibly catch up to them. It's the reality. But if they aren't playing 40-plus minutes, what will we see of the Lakers? I think their minutes are needed. The key thing to me, and LeBron has historically done this in his mid to now late 30s, he's taking care of his body. Yes, he gets fatigued. So, as the organization, and I'm going to use myself as an example, playing regular season and even some playoff games later on in my career, we made it our business to make sure cryotherapy, obviously ice baths, it's up to the player to get the proper rest. You have, obviously the Normatec, you have all of these machines, devices for rest and recovery that these guys must take advantage of, because your job is to make sure you're available and ready to go to the best of your ability night in and night out. When you get older, more so LeBron, and you're playing a team like the Warriors, it's a lot. The Golden State Warriors puts a lot of stress on you because how they play, how they move, how they share the ball, and they like to play at a high pace. So as a big, it's tough for you to guard multiple actions. Steph Curry coming off, plus worrying about your man. Steph Curry and multiple axles and that. Once you handle that, your job, because if it's a Draymond Green or a Looney, they set one screen on one side of the floor. Now they're going to another action. You have to guard multiple actions. So with that being said, you have to take advantage of your rest and recovery, because that's what they're going to need. They're going to need 40-plus minutes from both of those guys. And let me say this last thing about LeBron. You think of 40 minutes that was played in game one. It was totally different than the 40-plus minute that was played in the overtime game versus the Memphis Grizzlies, where LeBron was kind of the guy, the go-to guy. He's the one that had the ball. He's the one that was facilitating. That is not the case now. He's kind of off the ball a little more, so he gets the chance to rest and recover. So we look at the number more so than the usage in the minutes that he was on the floor. It's a little different than we saw in Memphis.
Two last ones for you, Vince. Vince Carter, ESPN NBA analyst, the future Hall of Famer, the VC Show podcast with us, Chris Garland, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Brian Windhorst made the comment the other day that he didn't think both these teams could continue to play at a very fast pace. And I found it interesting, because when we think of the Warriors, we think of pace. Is that fair, or do the Warriors need to be able to go at that pace to win this series?
I disagree. I think the Warriors, that's been part of their calling card, and that's what got them back into the game in the fourth quarter, by playing faster, obviously getting stops, getting out and running and transitioning. You know, I heard at the beginning of the series, like, oh, both of these teams are very good at transition. Well, it's one thing being, you know, you're the Lakers and you're in transition, and yeah, you get, you know, dunks maybe, or LeBron getting to the lay, into the paint, easy layups or whatever, a couple of threes here and there. Then you have the Golden State Warriors when they're in transition. It's threes everywhere. And you're the way you guard it is a lot different than you guard anybody else. You don't run back to the paint like we were taught. Run to the paint, and then you build your way out. LeBron said it before the series. We heard that he told his team, when we're in transition, you don't find your man. You find the closest body, and we'll figure everything else later. That's important, and I feel like that's where the Golden State Warriors have an advantage, because – You're testing the discipline of your opponent's defense. Can you sustain that? Every time, can you run back and run to the three-point line instead of the middle of the paint? That's important, because you allow Steph, Clay, Poole, even Wiggins at times, and DiVincenzo, guys like that who are just pulling up for three. And that can be a huge difference. And that was the difference in the fourth quarter of getting back into the game and almost pulling it off.
All right, Vince, last one. With Steph, we see performances like he had the other day in Game 7. What would a fifth championship mean for the legacy of Steph Curry? Does it change it all that much, or is he kind of cemented as to where he is?
He's for sure cemented. He's definitely – his legacy is set – and very stable. I think it just continues to add to his legacy of greatness. I mean, if you would, he will move up in the echelon of elite superstars. I mean,
do we undervalue him in that, Vince? Because we don't talk about it a whole lot.
For sure. For sure. I think we, now that it's a conversation, I think we'll have more of an appreciation for him. But, you know, I just think Steph goes about his business the right way. What you asked for, because can he win without KD? He did it. Yeah, he didn't win a Finals MVP. He did it. Yeah, you know, can he get a fourth championship? He did that also. So yes, I don't know if or where we put him. If he's better, like it's tough for me to talk about who's better. Let's just wait till they're finished, because there again, Steph Curry could continue to write his story in history for himself. Not now. Maybe 2 or 3 years. He's still 35. He's a guy that could still play in his late 30s, maybe into his 40s, and still win being on the team. You know, we don't know that yet, but I just think he's solidified himself as an all-time great. And when he's done, like a lot of other analysts have said, and I agree, he probably will finish into the top five greatest to do it, just because of what he's accomplished already today, just today alone.
Wow. Great stuff, Vince. Can't thank you enough for a few minutes. Great stuff. Thanks.
Thank you.
Vince Carter, ESPN NBA analyst, future Hall of Famer, the VC Show podcast. He's been amazing on First Take lately. Give you some really good stuff on Warriors and Lakers later on tonight. Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. In just moments, they have Kenny or Canty. We've done it on Canty and Carlin, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN Radio. And now there is Carlin or Carlout. It includes a future Hall of Famer whose championship window might be shut. Greeny, ESPN Radio, and Sirius XM Channel 80.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Greeny, the podcast.
Sauce Gardner did not recognize Jessica Alba at the game the other night, at the Knick game with Aaron Rodgers. That, I mean, it's a young thing, I get it. But there are, she would not strike me as among these celebrities that it is okay to not recognize in person. Like, there are celebrities that it is okay to not recognize. In fact, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Lines are open right now. Who is the celebrity or two that it is okay for you to not recognize? And I'm not talking about like old versus young, all right? Because, yeah, there are going to be people, when you're older, you don't recognize young people. When you're young, like that's what I think happened with Sauce Gardner and Jessica Alba. She's 42 now, so that's a little bit out of his range in terms of growing up when she would have been big. But, I mean, it's still, I mean, she's not 80, for Pete's sake. It still makes me feel ridiculously old. But then again, Cam at 25 years old had an idea who she was.
Right.
But if you pointed at her, you would not be able to name her.
I would have known she was famous. I don't know if I would have said
that's Jessica Alba. Well, she's sitting next to Aaron Rodgers at
I would have known who that was.
Yeah, I mean, on Celebrity Row, of course you would have. Like, if you just saw her at a mall, would you have known she was famous? Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No way. No way. I absolutely would have recognized her. But there are people, and I have made a list here, who it is okay to not recognize. We'll get to that in moments and calls. Lines are open for that because I got to know who it's okay for you to not recognize.
With all the stories in the world of sports.
And there's so much more to go.
It's time to find out if Carlin is in or out.
Are you in or are you out?
This is Carlin or Carl out.
And I have to admit that like a little piece of me dies every time I don't know who someone is because they're younger. That's not great. Cam is here. Bubba is here. We have got Carlin or Carl out. Am I Carlin or Carl out? As opposed to Kenny or Canty, because I am that self-involved and must have a segment of my own that is named after me. Cam, the floor is yours.
Yeah, you can't get upstaged by your Super Bowl champion co-host.
No, dear God, no. A guy who played 11 years in the league? No.
Yeah.
How dare he upstage me and my 25-year career of mediocrity?
All right, let's go rapid fire through these. We've got the Suns in a 2-0 hole to the Nuggets. Game 3 is tomorrow in Phoenix. So, Carlin, Chris Paul's championship window is closed. Are you Carlin or Carl out?
Oh, I'm Carlin. That sucker's shut. Good night. He's banged up. I don't even think he's going to go again the rest of the series. And truth be told, I think the Suns are going to lose this series in 5. They'll get one back in Phoenix, but the Nuggets look like they're on a mission right now. And it's not just the fact that they were playing at home the first 2 games of the series. You have to be impressed with what you've seen from Jokic and Murray. And look, they have been knocked openly for what has happened over the last few years. They've got as good of a chance as any of those other teams right now, whether it's the Warriors or the Lakers, to get to the finals this year. I think the Suns are cooked. Next!
All right, Carlin. The Knicks. We talked about this yesterday. Jimmy Butler, let's say he's healthy as the series heads back to Miami. So Jimmy Butler, healthy. The Knicks will win a road game against a healthy Jimmy Butler and the Heat.
I'm Carlin on that. And the reason is simply the Knicks will step up their game defensively. In game 2, I was not overly impressed with what I saw from them without Butler on the floor. I don't think that the Heat are going to immediately beat them down there. I expect that Butler will play. I expect that he will play very well. But there's no reason the Knicks shouldn't be able to get one of those 2 down in Miami. And can we just remember something? As much as I hate watching the Heat play, because it is like grinding teeth, at the same time, as good as they are defensively, their offensive production in the postseason in terms of how well they're shooting, that is an outlier to what they were during the regular season. They were the worst shooting team in the NBA during the regular season. They're like 3rd in the postseason. Is that going to continue? No, water seeks its level at some point. I would expect the Knicks to be much tougher defensively in one of these games and get one of them. Go!
That's the second mention of water seeking its level in today's show.
Is that true?
Yeah. You said it with the Yankees as well. Anyway, let's move on.
All right.
Steph Curry deserves a spot on the NBA Mount Rushmore with a 5th title. Are you Carlin or Carl out?
I'm still Carl out on it. Mount Rushmore is top 4 of all time. It would put him into top 5. Like I would put him in front of Bird if that happens. I would put him in front of Bird. And I know that's heresy to a lot of people. Sorry. Steph Curry would be top 5 at that point. Right there, but I can't quite put him on the inside of that yet. And I know that LeBron doesn't have 5, but how many times has he been to the finals? That's what I thought. Next!
All right, last one. Chris Carlin would attend a New York sporting event with Aaron Rodgers if invited. Would Chris Carlin be Carlin or Carl out on attending a New York sporting event with his nemesis, Aaron Rodgers?
Number one, he's not my nemesis.
Sure.
He's not a nemesis. Even though you guys tweeted out a video yesterday clearly portraying me in that. I mean, fake news. How badly can you edit videos to make it look like I hate Aaron Rodgers?
What do you mean? I guess you can edit anything these days, but that was what happened on the show.
Hey, listen, AI these days, you can make me say anything on
those
videos. I know,
seriously.
I would absolutely attend an event with Aaron Rodgers. Is there a limit on how much he could talk about spiritual things and all that crap?
That would be up to you. And yeah. I would like to point out, we also followed up the video we posted. ESPN Radio posted
yes.
it. With a poll.
I meant ESPN yeah, Radio.
Don't know who posted that. Is Chris Carlin an Aaron Rodgers hater? The choices, definitely, for sure, duh, and yes, king of the haters. And definitely is leading with 44.3% of the 246 votes.
Go 246 votes. A massive, massive turnout on that.
Yeah.
It's on Twitter at ESPN Radio. Go vote. I don't think I think I have been poorly portrayed in all of this, but I absolutely would visit a New York sporting event with Aaron Rodgers. There's no question that I would. Will he turn up at another game? My answer to that would be no. He's done.
Oh, he's throwing out a pitch at a Yankees game, Carlin. Come on. Oh,
but that won't be until the summer.
Well, the Mets already reached out to him. The Mets have already asked him. I know.
And did you notice what he said, Bubba?
He said he was waiting for the Yankees.
Exactly.
He said he would. He said he wants to do both, though.
See, here's the thing.
He did say.
Hey, Scherzer and Verlander are banged up. He could get in the rotation for the summer.
Well, here's the thing, is that Aaron Rodgers at this point in wanting to do that, I get it. Throw out the first pitch for the Yankees. I mean, if you understand the fan base, though, in New York, the majority of people who are Met fans are also Jet fans. And the majority of people who are Yankee fans are also Giant fans.
Yeah, right. He's got to learn that.
Yeah, I would not hold it against him for not knowing that. See, I'm trying to help here.
Look at
I
you
like
guys.
Him. I'm trying to help him.
Getting on the same page.
I'm not going to go as far as to say I like him, but.
Well, you'll have a great time at the New York Liberty game this summer.
Who is going to be more insufferable? I asked this question on our show the other day on Canty and Carlin. Greeny or Aaron Rodgers over the next year?
Greeny.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Bubba?
Yeah, I mean, definitely Greeny for sure. I mean, it's...
It's already been
Greeny.
He
said Aaron Rodgers referencing him in the press conference was the greatest thing that's ever happened to him in his life. So
yes.
I think just wait till he starts playing.
Have we planned the darkness retreat yet?
We're trying.
He said they're all sold out.
He claims they're booked.
That's his claim.
Yeah.
There's only one place in the country that has a darkness retreat?
I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine actually that many. But.
I mean, honestly, if you, I could throw him in the basement, put a couple of blankets over his head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The same thing as paying, you know, 25
there's
grand
no
for
There's no chance
something.
He can do We got to go to break here. But there's no chance he can survive. I yeah. can't believe he
no
thinks he can do this. It's so insane
yeah.
that he thinks he can be alone in his thoughts without a phone, a computer, lights for yeah. four his wife for 4 days, just alone. It's insane that he thinks he can do this.
No chance. I couldn't do it. I certainly could not. The last person I want to be alone with is me. Celebrities that it is okay to not recognize. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Greeny, the podcast.
I got to meet a few movie stars. I got to meet Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Tracy Morgan. But he was just picking on me a little bit for being young. We was getting seated and he was like, we're about to sit by Jessica Alba. And I'm just like, oh, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, I don't know who that is. And he just looked at me. He looked at me like I'm crazy. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was just great just being able to sit over there. And I got to meet her, one of her friends who was from Detroit, actually. You know, it was great vibes. But that whole night, he'd just keep asking me out of nowhere. He's like, do you know who that person is? And I'm like, bro, that's Amari Stoudemire. I know who that is. Like, now you're just picking on me.
It's a little surprising that he would know who Amari Stoudemire was and not know who Jessica Alba was. Am I wrong about that? It's Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. That's Sauce Gardner. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. The other day, he did not know, when he was sitting next to Aaron Rodgers at the Knicks game, who Jessica Alba was. But he knew who Amari Stoudemire was? Cam, I mean, that's a little bit odd, no?
I guess he's just a bigger fan of sports and the NBA than Honey from 2003.
Would you have known immediately what Amari Stoudemire looked like?
I think, honestly, more than I would know who Jessica Alba was immediately upon looking
at it. All right, I'll buy it. It could be more of that. Look, we've got callers on this, the celebrities that it's okay to not recognize. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. John is up first on ESPN Radio. Hey, John, what's going on, bud?
Hey, Chris, good afternoon. Listen, I wanted to tell you, I was sitting at a soccer tournament for my son for about 15 minutes talking to a gentleman just about normal dad stuff and soccer. And I get a text from my wife, and she's texting me a picture of Tiger Woods. And she says, that's who you're sitting next to. So I sat next to Tiger for 15 minutes, not realizing I was talking to Tiger.
You had no idea you were talking to Tiger Woods.
No idea. He was in a ball cap, just like a normal dad at a soccer game. Just sitting next to him. We put our chairs up. Him and I were chatting.
My wife texts me, do you believe
you're next to Tiger?
But you're more likely to recognize Tiger with a hat on.
Oh, 1,000%. I should have recognized him, but in that instance, no dice until she texted me a picture of her, who she had took a picture of him before we sat down, and I didn't realize she had met him when they were, you know, she was getting my son onto the field.
Yeah, I have to say, not acceptable. Thanks for the call. Not acceptable that you would not know who Tiger Woods was if you're sitting. I mean, he was not long ago, and still is, first of all, top 3 to 4 recognizable athlete on the planet, and probably dropped a little bit in the last few years. But not much. Not much. Mordecai, up next on ESPN Radio. Who is it acceptable to not recognize, Mordecai?
Yeah. Hey, Carlin, before I get to it, I want to give you props and congratulations for your yeoman's work during the draft. You were awesome, man. I really enjoyed
that. Those guys did a tremendous job. Thank you.
Great job. Yeah, Weird Al Yankovic. I mean, who the heck really cares about Weird Al Yankovic? I mean, I could be sitting right next to Weird Al Yankovic in a diner, and I really wouldn't care or know who he is. I mean, Weird Al Yankovic. I mean, he's not even that funny.
But here's the thing. You would know that Weird Al Yankovic was somebody if he sat next to you, and thanks for the call, because he's Weird Al. He is going to look weird all the time. Now, if you didn't know who he was, okay. But you would look at him and say, who the hell is that guy? Am I reading that wrong, Bubba? Is that fair to say about Weird Al?
Yeah, I mean, he's just got a vibe on him where you have to assume he's got something going on.
Yes.
Where he's a celebrity of some sort. I would understand maybe not knowing exactly who he was, but anyone who's, I mean, Weird Al's older than like me. He's older. He's almost a half generation older. So if you're anywhere older than me, then you should know who he is. But either way, just looking at him, once you see him with his weird look and the glasses and hair, possibly holding an accordion, you should think something's up with this guy.
Well, if he's holding an accordion, chances are you're going to ask to move your table. That's probably going to happen. Bobby, up next on ESPN Radio. Bobby, who you got?
Hey, Chris. Happy Thursday. Yeah, I just always get this face, like, confused with the other one. Whenever I see a picture of Aaron Rodgers, I just always think it's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Jets fans feel the same way.
Yeah, they certainly do right now. I mean, Greeny absolutely would be on board with that. There's no doubt. Listen, if he delivers a championship, there will be plenty of people who will be disciples for a long, long time. How about Pascal, Jersey City? Pascal, you're on ESPN Radio. Who you got, bud?
Hey, first time, long time. I love this show. I'm going to go with Adam Sandler in New York City. I mean, he kind of always wears, like, hoodies and sweats and, like, you know, it might be kind of hard to identify him as a regular person because he just looks so regular himself.
That's fair. That's fair. I still think that he would, in his regular person outfit, would look so regular that you would notice it's him because you know him for that, if that makes sense. All right, let's get to it. Let's get the five celebrities that it is okay to not recognize.
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
The Green List.
All right, we have compiled the list, and we will start at the very bottom.
Number five.
Tom Hardy. Honestly, could you pick Tom? I wouldn't know Tom Hardy if he walked right up to me and slapped me. I mean, he had the Bane mask on in The Dark Knight Rises, so you immediately couldn't tell. And then I saw a picture of him in a movie like 6 months later, and I'm like, that dude's not Bane. That's not him. Did he have, like, fake muscles on? What was going on there? I could not pick Tom Hardy out of a lineup if I tried.
Number four.
Lil Nas X. Did you see him the other night at the Met Gala? Probably not. And if you did you recognize him? You certainly did not. Great song. Great song. Old Country Road. Great song. No. No. Would not be able to pick him.
Wait, what did you call it?
What did I call it? Old Country Road?
It's Old Town Road.
Old Town Road. Whatever. Old Country Road's on Long Island.
Number three.
Who is Cara Delevingne and why would I care? Cara Delevingne is apparently an actress. She was on, what's the Steve Martin, Selena Gomez show?
Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah, Only Murders in the Building. Great show. She was in it this past year. Had no idea that's who it was until after the fact. And, like, any time you flip on Page Six, because me, big Page Six guy, I turn it on, I flip on a Page Six, and it mentions her in some kind of item, and I have no idea who it is. Would not recognize her. Bubba, would you recognize Cara Delevingne?
No, I don't. I have no idea who she is.
Cam, as a younger person, 25, is that it?
I actually don't think I would recognize her either.
That's embarrassing.
No, she's obviously, like, she's a model, so she's, like, very attractive, recognizable person in general, but I don't really know who she is.
She strikes me as a person that, like, if you roll in certain circles, certain society circles, you would know who she was.
I've heard she's very weird.
Yeah, but again, like, it doesn't translate into me knowing what she looks like if I saw her.
Number two.
That would be any current SNL cast member that has been there for less than 3 years. Is that fair to say? And I still watch Saturday Night Live all the time. I know who the cast members are. The younger ones, the ones that just come in, I probably can't name them for a good 2 to 3 years. Now, I've seen Pete Davidson on the street back when he first got there. I recognized him. I saw Seth Meyers in an airport back when he was on the show in 2009. He was flying to see the Steelers in the Super Bowl, big Steelers fan. And I just pointed at him awkwardly as I walked by and I said, "Hey, you're funny, dude." Like I was high or something.
Yeah, what?
That's probably what I did. He probably was. So I think he had to come up with a better reaction
to these guys.
Yeah, no, he just kind of looked up and said, yeah, thanks. And then I saw Cecily Strong on the beach, on the street years ago. And I just said the same thing to her. Because to me, that's like the highest compliment you can give those people. You're funny. And I said, you're funny. And she yelled back at me, thank you. But other than that, Bubba, could you pick out an SNL cast member who hasn't been there for 3 years?
No, I don't really watch it. So, the only ones I would know would be Michael Che and Colin Joe. So I don't think I know a single other person.
You could pick Bosch out of a lineup. I guarantee you that.
Absolutely. Great man.
Is my list off or on, Cam? Is there anybody? We forgot number one, didn't we?
We should do number one, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we probably
number
should.
One.
Mike Greenberg. Greeny, is it okay to not recognize Greeny? I think he'd probably prefer that, wouldn't he? I mean, I saw Greeny last week in the hotel lobby in Kansas City. And, of course, it, you know, went for the fist bump. But Greeny always, like, if you see pictures of Greeny on social media when they're not staged pictures, they always look like you just caught him off guard. Whether he's just sitting and reading or doing something, you always just caught him off guard. And I get the impression that, like, Greeny would rather not be recognized in public. Cam, am I wrong on that read being with him every day?
No, I don't think so. And I think Stacey takes quite a lot of pictures. So
she
I don't
does.
Know
if, all those pictures yeah. on Stacey's Instagram are all of Greeny.
He always looks taken aback.
Yes, yeah. he looks like taken aback. That's a great way to put it. He always looks taken aback, like, oh, you're taking a picture of me. And it's not quite the don't bother me look. It's more of the I'd rather just speed past every situation and say, oh, I'll say hey to everybody, but I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. And it's an admirable quality, to tell you the truth, because he navigates himself pretty well in those kind of heavily populated situations. But I guess I think it would be acceptable to not recognize him.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.